It's a big day for your family, for the
Yes,
Barocco family.
for the Barocco and Klesnich family, yes.
You wouldn't have been around when your Uncle Bill was.
No, my brother was just born in 51, June of 51.
But obviously, I mean, this has been kind of a legend in your family. You would have heard about Bill growing up and all your life.
Oh, absolutely. From the time I was a kid, I remember in Timmins, Mom talking about him. And his legacy to my brother and I.
Did that inspire you to be a hockey player?
Of course. Well, being a northerner, I always loved hockey from the time I was a child. I wasn't a very good skater myself, just like my Uncle Bill. Persevered and played on a couple of teams in West End, Toronto.
You grew up in Toronto?
Yeah, grew up in Toronto, yeah.
Okay. What is the significance of today to you?
Oh, it's a very, we're honored and humbled. I'm humbled to be here representing the Barocco family on this occasion and being Henry Hudson and Bill Barocco Day. It's an honor and another chapter in my uncle's legacy.
Now that it's... It's a legend. It's lived on in Toronto, in Timmins, among the Toronto Maple Leafs, among hockey in general, for almost 70 years. That says a lot about the people who've tried to keep it alive.
Well, it does. Back when we were kids, Toronto played Montreal quite a bit, and then they went to the Western Division. But whenever they played Montreal, we would tune into the games to see if they would show the goal, because we didn't have media or CD tapes back then, so we would always tune in to see if they would show the goal, and sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. So it wasn't really till the 90s that when Mr. Stavro honored Uncle Bill and Ace Bailey with banners up in the rafters that he brought the Leaf alumni back into the fold.
Mm-hmm. Your mom was a tireless supporter of having your uncle inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, they did one bid, Bob, actually back in 05, 2005, excuse me, to get him inducted. A huge thing. It was a pamphlet full of things, letters from Indian chiefs, from one of the players, and She wasn't tireless. We didn't seek publicity to get him inducted. Others encouraged us to do so. But like anything, time passes. We haven't submitted a bid lately. We're not looking for publicity or anything like that in any way.
But you still believe he belongs as a member of the Hall of Fame?
To be honest, Bob, my brother and I have talked about this, and my mother as well, and based on today's criteria, he's not a Hall of Famer. You might say, well, he's got 4 Stanley Cups, but he didn't have the goal scoring or the thing. He was a defenseman, so by today's criteria, he doesn't qualify longevity-wise or statistics. So it would be a great, fantastic honor if somebody wanted to do it, but at this time, we're not pursuing it to get him inducted.
But there is a display in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, the skates are in there, his jersey, and a few hockey pucks, I might add, from some of these celebrations, the 50th and 60th things, yeah.
Is that good enough for you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was that good
enough? We're satisfied.
Was that good enough for your mom?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're very satisfied. The publicity that has come with Uncle Bill's legend is tremendous, and the song 50 Mission Cap just resonates today, almost 30 years later, to not just a nationwide audience, a North American audience.
What about the people up here who recovered the plane wreckage and everything else and have really kept the legend alive locally, at least, if not Barbara Field?
We are humbled that they did this. When we first heard about it in, I think it was 2005 that they first went to the crash site. My mother was asked if she would like to visit, but her health was failing her at the time. She came down with COPD and frankly couldn't make the trip. But we can't thank Kevin, Vincent, Mike Mulryan, and a shout out to my cousin Sandra Cattarello for going up as well. We're very humbled by that. It was a huge honor. And frankly, very surprised when I heard about that these brave souls ventured in Muskeg. You and I wouldn't even fathom in going into, and then rescuing it 6 years later. It's an honor that they did that. I saw it yesterday. I was humbled by it.
Yeah,
just
records.
To touch it, where 69 years ago, there was an intact plane.
That had been there for 10 years. Or 11 years.
Since 11, yeah. 9 years now, yeah.
Okay.
It brought chills to me.
Do you think the sign that's going to be unveiled at Batterman Park tonight will help keep the legend alive?
Oh, absolutely, because I don't want to give too much of my speech later, but it's a way of welcoming the world and visitors to Timmins. I think it's fantastic. And I'm not going to give what sign it away, but... No. People will love it. It's a great picture.
Great location, too.
A great location, yeah. Yeah, in South Porcupine. Perfect.
Anything you'd like to add to any of this?
Well, again, a big shout-out to the committee that's done all this work to get this to where we are today, as well as Mark Farah is a huge supporter of this event and where we've come today. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, my brother's heart, to all the people involved, the city of Timmins, the mayor, all these people that have, and the media, to you as well, for promoting it.